Denver. Governor has broken ranks with every other Democratic governor in the country by formally opting Colorado into the Federal Education Freedom Tax Credit, a permanent school choice program signed into law as part of the In July 2020 FOSSIVE. Submitted the opt-in paperwork on January 29, 2026, at a gathering of private and religious school choice advocates hosted by the Invest in Education Foundation, making Colorado the only state with a Democratic governor to formally enroll. 27 states have now opted in, and all the others are led by Republican governors, according to a state participation tracker. "I would be crazy not to," told the Colorado Sun in December when he first signaled his intent. He later described the program as free money, requiring zero state resources, comparing it favorably to expansion, which required state matching funds. The decision has drawn opposition from 16 education and advocacy organizations, sharp criticism from the Colorado Education Association, and a public rebuke from the leading Democratic candidate to succeed. It has also drawn praise from school choice advocates who see as one of the few Democrats willing to prioritize families over party orthodoxy on education. How the program works. The Education Freedom Tax Credit offers a 100% federal tax credit for individual taxpayers who donate to scholarship-granting organizations, or SGOs. Donors can reduce their federal income tax liability dollar for dollar, up to $1,700 per taxpayer. The SGOs then distribute those funds as scholarships to eligible K-12 students. The program has no aggregate cap on total annual credits and no sunset provision, making it a permanent feature of federal tax law. The Senate version removed the House's proposed $5 billion annual limit, according to Education Week. Education Week estimated that if 5 million people donate $1,700 each, the program would channel more than $8 billion annually into education scholarships. If participation reaches 59 million taxpayers, the annual total could exceed $101 billion. Eligible expenses follow education savings account rules: tuition, tutoring, special needs services, educational technology, internet access, transportation, after-school programs, summer programs, and services for students with disabilities. Religious schools are expressly permitted. Student families must earn at or below 300% of area median income, which in practice means a family of four in Eagle County could earn up to $399,600 and still qualify, according to the Colorado Sun. SGOs must be 501c3 nonprofits, but do not require state approval to participate. They need only comply with basic federal requirements and submit annual financial audits. Governors who opt in must submit lists of approved SGOs to the Treasury Department. The program is set to launch January 1, 2027. ANS education record and rationale. His decision is consistent with an education reform record that distinguishes him from most Democratic governors. He co-founded the New America School in 2004, a public charter high school system serving recent immigrants across Metro Denver. In Congress, he authored bipartisan legislation to expand high-performing charter schools and served as ranking member on the Early Childhood and K-12 Subcommittee. As governor, he implemented free, universal full-day kindergarten and preschool, expanded dual-language immersion programs, and created vocational pathways including an EMT certification. Really, it's only our own creativity that can hold us back. Anything we can envision, this is a very powerful funding mechanism, said at the January 29th event. His press secretary said the governor submitted the form to officially signal Colorado's intent to participate in the tax credit in order to give Colorado taxpayers new opportunities to invest in Colorado students at all school types, according to Colorado Newsline. Has also framed the decision as a matter of practical competition with other states. CEO of Democrats for Education Reform, an organization that describes itself as advocating within the Democratic Party for education policies that prepare all children for success in college and careers, argued the point directly. If a state does not opt in, federal tax credits still leave the state, he told the 74. Polling data cited by supporters suggests broad public backing. A September 2025 DFIR poll found 64% of voters support governors opting in, including 61% of Democrats. And Morning Consult survey found 65% of adults and 75% of parents support tax credit scholarships, according to the 74. Opposition from teachers' unions and advocacy groups. The backlash within Democratic circles has been substantial. More than 15 education advocacy organizations urge not to opt in, and a coalition of 16 groups led by Great Education Colorado, an organization that describes itself as working to ensure that every student in Colorado has access to a well-funded public education, published an open letter calling on the governor to reject Trump's federal voucher plan that drains public school funding. Signatories included the Colorado Education Association, the Colorado Fiscal Institute, the Colorado PTA, the Bell Policy Center, the Black Parent Network, and 10 other organizations. "We cannot stand by while policies weaken our public schools. We have a moral responsibility," the letter stated. Kevin, president of the Colorado Education Association, the state's largest teachers' union, characterized the program as a Trojan horse. "They're using the innocuous word of choice as a vehicle for what opens the door clearly for a voucher scheme," said. Senator Bernie Sanders, Vermont, captured the national progressive critique during congressional debate. "We should not be creating a two-tier education system in America. Private schools for the wealthy and well-connected and severely underfunded. Public schools for low-income, disabled, and working-class kids," according to Chalkbeat. Phil the Democratic gubernatorial candidate and current Colorado Attorney General, has publicly stated he would not support participation. "I will oppose any efforts to privatize our system of public education, such as introducing voucher programs," said, as reported by Colorado Newsline. Because his term ends in January 2027, the same month the program launches, a new governor could reverse Colorado's participation before a single scholarship is distributed. Fraud concerns and accountability gaps. Notably, himself has acknowledged the program's oversight vulnerabilities. In a letter to the federal government, he wrote, "Without careful consideration of how states select and monitor their eligible SGOs, this credit also has the potential to lead to fraud, waste, and abuse," according to CPR News. The institution, a nonprofit research organization that describes itself as devoted to independent research and policy solutions, published a detailed analysis identifying multiple fraud vectors. Wealthy donors could contribute appreciated securities to avoid capital gains taxes while receiving the full dollar-for-dollar credit. Illustrated how a billionaire donating $2 million in stock, originally purchased for $1 million, could avoid approximately $285,000 in combined federal and state taxes while receiving the full $2 million credit. The analysis also flagged the potential for kickback schemes between SGO operators and service providers, given the absence of restrictions on amounts per recipient, characterized the program as opening the door to waste, fraud, and abuse. Florida's existing state-level scholarship program offers a cautionary example. The state cannot accurately track 30,000 students receiving funds, according to CPR. Kevin of the National Education Policy Center cited research showing that Louisiana's voucher program produced 0.4 standard deviation drops in math scores among participating students. He described the harms as on par with COVID-19 and Hurricane Katrina, according to the Colorado Sun. Colorado voters have rejected similar proposals. Three times his decision arrives against a backdrop of repeated voter rejection of school choice and voucher measures in Colorado. Voters defeated Amendment 7, a voucher initiative, in 92 by a margin of 66.8% to 33.2%. They rejected Amendment 17, an education tax credit proposal, in 1998 by 60.3% to 39.7%. Most recently, voters narrowly defeated Amendment 80 in November 2024, which would have established a constitutional right to school choice. The measure received 49.3% support, but required 55% to pass, according to Kiu. The Colorado Supreme Court has also struck down legislatively enacted voucher programs twice. In 2004, the court invalidated the Colorado Opportunity Contract Pilot Program in a 4-3 decision, ruling it violated the state constitution's local control provisions. In 2015, the court struck down the Douglas County Choice Scholarship Pilot Program for violating a state constitutional provision prohibiting state aid to religious institutions. Critics argue that the federal tax credit effectively circumvents this pattern by routing funding through federal tax policy rather than state appropriations, placing it beyond the reach of the state constitution and ballot measures. Supporters counter that a federal tax credit is structurally distinct from a state-funded voucher because the money flows from private donors, not government coffers, the national landscape. The partisan divide among governors is stark. Of the 27 states that have opted in, Colorado is the only one led by a Democratic governor. North Carolina Governor Dee vetoed a legislative opt-in bill in August 2025, but has indicated he plans to sign up after reviewing IRS rules, according to Chalkbeat. Democratic governors in New Mexico, Oregon, and Wisconsin have officially declined. Arizona Governor Katie Dee vetoed opt-in legislation in January 2026. Several large states remain undecided. Illinois Governor J.B., Pennsylvania Governor Josh E., and the governors of Michigan and California have made no formal announcements, according to the 74. Virginia presents a unique case. Former Governor Glenn Knott R. opted the state in on January 1, 2026, and his successor, Governor Abigail D., has not confirmed whether Virginia will remain enrolled. The American Federation for Children, an organization that describes itself as the nation's voice for educational choice, and says it has passed over 200 school choice laws across 32 states, launched the AFC Scholarship Fund as a national SGO with more than $10 million in initial funding. Its CEO, Tommy E., said the program would deliver on President Trump's mission to send education back to the states and enact broad-based school choice, according to AFC. The Reason Foundation, a libertarian think tank that describes itself as advancing a free society by developing, applying, and promoting libertarian principles, offered qualified support. Its analysis praised the program for going to impressive lengths to protect families and SGOs against burdensome regulations, but cautioned that there's virtually no chance it will stay that way for long, according to Reason. The deadline for governors to notify the federal government is December 2026. With 36 gubernatorial elections scheduled for November of that year, the program's reach could shift significantly depending on the outcomes. Kim's perspective. Governor deserves credit for putting families ahead of party orthodoxy on education. This is not a voucher. It is a federal tax credit that lets private citizens direct their own money to scholarship organizations. No state dollars are spent. No public school budget is reduced. The accountability gaps are real, though. The lack of per-recipient spending limits and minimal transparency requirements deserves serious answers. The question for Colorado is whether we use this tool well or let bureaucracy water it down while 25 other states move ahead without us.